Following what was another season headlined with hope, the Chilliwack Chiefs' playoff road has come to a premature end. The Chiefs were swept in four straight games by the Alberni Valley Bulldogs for the second straight season in the Coastal semifinal of the BCHL playoffs. It was also the third straight season the Chiefs have been swept in the second round of the postseason. It's an unfortunate end to what was a brilliant season that saw the Chiefs finish second in the Coastal Division, fifth in the league, with a record of 3-3-1-7-4. It wasn't the strongest of starts for the Chiefs, who opened the season winning just four of their first 10 games. But the team found their form, going on to win eight of their next 12 contests. The Chiefs were able to clinch a playoff spot for the seventh time in the last 8 years, looking to advance past the second round for the first time since 2016-2017. Following a sweep of the Langley Rivermen, the Chiefs were unable to advance to the Coastal Final. Despite the loss, the season was one with plenty of positive takeaways. The 2023-2024 campaign marked the first for the BCHL as an independent league following their withdrawal from Hockey Canada. The move was one that allowed the league to recruit underage players previously out of BC Hockey's jurisdiction, as well as players internationally, foregoing the international draft route that major junior leagues were forced to use prior. This was reflected in this past year's roster with eight active players being recruited from south of the border. Chiefs netminder Vladimir Nikitin was also an international recruit. The Ottawa Senators' seventh-round pick in last year's NHL entry draft came all the way from Kazakhstan, and the rookie goalie finished with a 15-6 record in a season highlighted with the scoring of an empty net goal. The BCHL's newfound independence is also one that preaches the importance of education. Previously, major junior players were not eligible to compete in NCAA sports following their junior careers, but moving forward, BCHL players have been deemed eligible by the NCAA to continue their playing careers while receiving an education in the U.S. Of the six graduating players from the Chiefs, four are headed to the U.S. to play collegiate hockey on scholarships. Brian Morse, William Gendron, Jack Sparks, and Parker Murray have all committed to Division I programs for the following season. Matt Argentina had previously played for Boston College prior to this season and has not yet declared his future plans. The sixth graduating player is Trey Patterson, who had previously played in the WHL prior to his tenure with the Chiefs and is therefore ineligible to compete in the NCAA. Despite the outgoing players, Vice President and Team Governor Barry Douglas believes the team will be as strong as ever for the start of next season. The Chiefs have already made a splash in the free agent market with the signing of Caleb Malhotra out of Ontario. Malhotra, the son of former Vancouver Canuck Manny, stated the BCHL's path to the NCAA was a factor he favored when choosing to sign with the Chiefs. Read more. Chilliwack Chiefs sign 15-year-old forward Caleb Malhotra for next season. The Chiefs now await the schedule for the 2024-2025 season to be released following the conclusion of this year's playoffs. Fans can stay up to date with the team's website chilliwackchiefs.net, or by following the Chiefs' social media.